Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you everything you need to know about the new Kiru Field Pocket Stroker Crystal. So don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the new Field Pocket Stroker Crystal. If you haven't seen the Field Pocket range before, they are a non-gendered stroker. So what's going to be coming up in today's video? Well, like all my other videos, I am going to be giving you an unboxing. I'm also going to be giving you a little bit more information about the stroker itself, and I'm going to be giving you a review at the end. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, like other videos, I do like to show the outside of the box to show that it is discreet. There was one shipping label, but that was it. There was no mention of Kiru on the outside. Now let's take a look at what Kiru have sent me. The first thing you'll notice is the Kiru control. This is a new attachment from Kiru, and I'm going to show that in an upcoming video. We've also got the new clear pocket stroker. And that's what we're going to be taking a look at in today's video. The Kiru control is compatible with all Kiru strokers. Remember to hit that subscribe button and notification bell for that video, as the Kiru control has some cool features. So let's put that to one side and let's get opening the pocket stroker. This is Kiru's second release in their new pocket stroker range, and I'm guessing there'll be more in the future. Remember, all Kiru pocket strokers are compatible with the Kiru Power Blow and the Kiru control. When you open a new Kiru stroker, there is a protector that goes around the top of the toy. This protects it while shipping. To remove it, all you need to do is take off the lid and remove the cardboard. This is also where you would attach the power blow or the Kiru control. Once finished, screw the lid back on. Moving on to the business end of the stroker. To remove the cap, give it a squeeze and a pull. The first thing you'll notice is the sleeve is super clear. Normally when you buy stroker sleeves, they are covered in a powder, and you'll normally find that on coloured sleeves. You will notice, as there is no powder on the sleeve, it is slightly sticky to the touch. But if it did have the powder on it, you wouldn't have something so crystal clear. Next, we're going to be taking a closer look at the sleeve. To remove it from the case, all you need to do is pull it out. There's a ridge that runs around the outside of it that holds it in place. And once it is out the case, you'll see how super clear it really is. You can see every lump and bump and ridge that runs through it. And if we turn it inside out, you'll see how flexible it is, and you can feel the lumps and bumps. Obviously, you would need to take it out of the casing to clean it. Wash it with soap and water and leave it to air dry. And once it is dry, slide it back into the outer case, remembering to push it in as far as the ridge that runs around the top. Once it is in, you may need to go to the other end, open it up, and just adjust the sleeve inside. If you do powder your sleeve up after you used it, it will slide into the tube easier. But again, you will lose that super clear look. If we take a look at the opening now, we can see that it's in a cross shape. This provides more stimulation from the moment you use it. Once your stroke is clean and dry, pop the cap on and it's ready to go for next time. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a Kiru clear stroker, then there is a link in the description below. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the Field Pocket Stroker Crystal. Next, I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about the sleeve itself. It measures 164mm from top to bottom, and the diameter is 84mm. The internal sleeve measures 150mm, and the overall weight is 444g. It's also compatible with the Kiru control and the Kiru Power Blow. And if you use it with the Kiru Power Blow, you do get a little bit more suction. I don't know how it actually does that, but I'm guessing because it's smaller, there's less air to move. It's also very important to note that it's not compatible with the Kiru Kian. So it's review time, and I'm going to tell you what I thought of the toy. Overall, I really like the look of the toy. It's super clear. It looks cool. But with that clearness, it comes with a couple of drawbacks. It doesn't affect the toy whatsoever, but it does feel a little bit sticky when you touch it. And if you want to keep it looking like that, it is a bit of effort. Because it is so sticky, it makes it a bit of a magnet for dust and fluff and stuff like that. That's when I did dry it and clean it, I decided to put some corn flour on it. And this does greatly affect the overall appearance of the sleeve itself. But that is just me being a little bit finicky. One thing I do like about the Field Pocket range is that the lumps and bumps inside are really good. If you are longer than the actual sleeve itself, just take the end off and use it open-ended. If you have been inspired to buy the Kiru Fill Pocket Stroker, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.